The largest concert of the year is tomorrow at the BYU Idaho Center. The special guest star this year is Brian Stokes Mitchell, who actually performed at the first BYU Idaho Christmas concert 8 years ago. Don Sparhawk told me about the decision to bring Mitchell back.
So as we were looking at people to bring, we thought, well, why don't we bring back Brian Stokes Mitchell? And because people loved it. He is a great performer. I was just listening to him a song today, and he has just a beautiful baritone voice. And I listened to it, and I thought, like, I felt like I was listening to a Broadway show.
The show has certainly grown over the years. The first year, there was about 6,000 of the 15,000 seats filled. Since then, the seats have filled up. It was sold out when David Archuleta and Nathan Pacheco came in 2016, and then last year was close to filling the center with 12,000 seats filled when Santino Fontana and Lexi Walker performed. The BYU-Idaho Combined Choirs, the Symphony Orchestra, and other students from the College of Performing and Visual Arts all worked together to put the program on. Sister Ida Ashby says the choir has a jazzy version of Joy to the World, a Midville Carol setting with dancers, Do You Hear What I Hear, and a special piece on Silent Night.
Silent Night reaches its 200th anniversary this year. It was written, well, the poem was written 2 years earlier, but its actual musical performance was first done Christmas Eve this year, 200 years ago. So we have to talk about that. And we've got a special feature also on the Truce of 1914, where during the First World War, Christmas, they stopped shooting and started singing and talking to each other.
The choir has about 8 songs in all planned, which is more than their usual 6. That doesn't include the solo pieces from Brian Stokes Mitchell. For this concert, Mitchell has a fun lineup planned, including a rendition of The Little Drummer Boy and his popular song from The Prince of Egypt, Through Heaven's Eyes. In all, he's pretty excited.
What's better than a Christmas concert, you know? I mean, everybody's happy to be there. Everybody's kind of in a Christmas mood. And especially, you know, when you go to a place like Rexburg knows how to do it, you know, and they do it with an orchestra and they have dancers and they have a choir and it's beautiful lighting. And, you know, it's just done right. So I'm really happy to be back there.
The performers have been meeting for several hours a day, almost every day this week, to get everything right. Make sure to get your tickets before it's too late at tickets.byui.edu. If you missed the Christmas concert last year with Santino Fontana and Lexi Walker, it will be streaming on PBS television on December 17th at 7 p.m. and the 24th at 8 p.m. For BYU Idaho Radio, I'm Brianna Willis.